Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frehill, good morning. What a great sports story we have this morning.
Yeah, isn't it lovely, Mary, to come in a morning like this and to talk about the Athletics and Ciara Magee. And I think I've probably lost track of the amount of times that we've come in here and spoken about her competing at a weekend where things didn't go to plan for her, but last night they certainly did, and wasn't it worth the wait? European 1500 metre champion, gold medalist last night, a brilliant, brilliant run in Rome, second gold medal in 3 days for Team Ireland. And I want to put that into perspective, because before the weekend, we, you know, it was only Sonia O'Sullivan was out there on her own as the gold medalist, 1998. We've had to wait a long time, but and then two to come like that is just terrific, and really held her nerve in the race as well, especially on that final bend. I think we'll all remember that final bend forevermore. She squeezed her way through two British athletes and hit the front. If you didn't see it last night, we'll play some of the commentary and you'll get a feel for it. Greg Allen called them home.
But a little bit of a boxed-in situation here, and she needs to find a gap. Can she find a gap? She needs to burst her way through. She has burst her way through, and Ciara Magee is in the gold medal position, and George Bell is fading, and Guillermo is fading, and it's going to be Ciara Magee's gold medal. She is doing it. She is adding gold to the silver and bronze, and gold it is.
Do you know what? Words can't even come close. I've been... everybody back home knows how long I've been doing this and how hard I've been trying. And I've had so many times whenever I've come off here and I've not felt quite the way I am today. I went out on that track today, super nervous, but with a plan and with a mission, and it was to hear her on Naveen. And when I was getting a bit boxed in there, I thought, oh my God, I have all the legs left but nowhere to go. I didn't grow up playing camogie to get boxed in though. And look, I want to thank everybody who has helped me get here today to win my first senior gold medal for Ireland. To be at the top of the podium, to hear our national anthem, and to show World Athletics that the Irish are here, and we're here to show where we belong.
There you go. Love that reference.
Camogie stood to her.
Portaferry.
Nearly in tears here, Darren, listening to that.
Tough breed up there. It goes to show you, doesn't it, how the sports cross over. We certainly needed that little kind of get out in front of your marker last night. Sarah Healy, her first major final, seventh place. Brilliant for her as well. More finals action tonight. If you thought last night was exciting, we'll wait for this evening. Rashida Adeleke, Charlene Maudsley, they'll be running against each other in the 400 metre final at 8:30 tonight. It'll be live on RTE2 television.
We're getting cocky now, Darren. We're expecting another one tonight.
Do you know what? It doesn't sit with us well, does it? You know,
you wait so long for a gold medal, and along they come, and hopefully another one.
I have a good feeling we're going to be having a good chat in the morning as well. Nicola Tuttle as well. She's in the final of the hammer. Thomas Barr will run in the semi-finals of the 400 metres hurdles. Limerick are the Leinster hurling champions, our Munster hurling champions. Jeez, they'd never forgive me for saying that down there. 6-point win against Clare. 6th consecutive title for them. And I can think they can start planning for their All-Ireland semi-final now in a lot of comfort. Neil McManus joins us as always. Neil, how impressed were you with Limerick?
So impressed. Again, Darren, they've just built on what they've been doing throughout the year, and they're bringing their bigger performances now in the latter stages of the championships. And look, they are a scary prospect for everybody else in Ireland.
And in terms of the All-Ireland, like, is it theirs to lose? Could we go as far as to say that?
They certainly look like they're in pole position. Now, I think Kilkenny will be saying, what about us? You know, we were so impressive in the Leinster final, and we've been pushing them hard in the last two All-Ireland finals. But Limerick just have the answers every time we think that somebody's getting a run on them or somebody might just have their number. Limerick unearthed new talent, a couple of new players, and look, they did it again yesterday. Especially coming down the stretch last 10 minutes, they pushed it out to 6 points. And Clare will rue a couple of goal chances, but Limerick were just incredible. The work rate that team puts in, and obviously they have some of the best hurlers probably to ever have played the game, so that combination is going to be very, very hard to beat.
Is there a way back for Clare, do you think?
I think there is. I think they have learnt from the past two seasons where they've had to, you know, pick themselves up after losing a Munster final and go through the back door. They are a very, very good team, a team that have worked really hard to close that gap to Limerick, and they have closed the gap. So I think they'll be saying to themselves, we just need to learn from this one and try and hopefully get them again down the line. But whether they get that opportunity or not, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and you mentioned Kilkenny, their win against Dublin, very comfortable in the end. A disappointing spectacle for us neutrals looking in, but I guess you can't take away from the Cats either, can you?
No, indeed. And, you know, Kilkenny just bring a really high level of performance every day they go out. You always know they're going to turn up. And look, they still have some of the marquee players in the game, and Adrian Mullen was the pick of them on Saturday evening. But Dublin will be really disappointed, you know, to go to Salt Hill and win whenever they needed it most. We were all thinking that, okay, Dublin have come of age here and they're going to give Kilkenny, you know, an awesome rattle. Mm. And it didn't materialise. It looked like they played the occasion rather than the game.
Before we let you go, was performance the weekend awfully in the Joe McDonagh final?
Oh, what a game, darn it. You know, it was hard to believe that it could live up to the standard of the Joe McDonagh final from 12 months ago, but it really did. Awfully just hung on, and Laois will be, you know, they will be very annoyed with the chances that they spurned, because they put on a lot of pressure in the second half and really could have come out the right side of it. But it's been one incredible week for the men from Offaly.
Hasn't it just? Thank you, Neil. Before I go on, the TG Cahir Ladies Football Championship wins there for Dublin, who beat Mayo. Donegal, Kerry drew. Cork got the better of Laois. And in the hockey, disappointment for the Irish team, lost to Spain in that Nations Cup final 2-0. Back with the draw for the Tadhg Cup quarterfinals.
Exactly.
Jarrett Burns
that.
Joining me next hour.
Oh, great stuff. Darren, thank you.